Lesson 10. You know, while all the fruit are important for the super kids to understand, I think that gentleness is one of the most important ones for them to grasp in how they're growing up and in how they live their life. Gentleness is important. It's such a temptation to kids to lose their temper and get angry, and our society lends to that. And if we want our super kids to grow up differently, then we must teach them gentleness. Now, people have misunderstood gentleness. They've misunderstood, the King James uses the word meekness. It's not being weak. It is choosing to obey God and not walk in strife. It says in Titus 3, they must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. That's an instruction to us. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. You know, one of our super kids, this was years ago, said that real humility is not putting yourself down, but it's putting yourself aside. And I thought that's so profound. To come from a child to understand that is amazing. Humility is putting yourself aside, putting what you want aside, putting your importance aside. Weakness is the inability to defend yourself. Meekness is putting that ability aside so that you can obey God and not get in strife. You know, kids today, it's so easy to strive and fight and be angry. You know, Jesus had plenty of reason to be angry, and he had all the power to defend himself on that cross. But yet he wouldn't, because he was accomplishing what God wanted him to do. Our super kids have to keep in mind, what does God want out of us? He wants our lives to show fruit. That means when we show anger, we're not exhibiting the love of God. And so we have to choose to walk in gentleness when we want to be mad. We have to choose to be patient with other people when we want to be irritated with them. Don't strive. Walk in gentleness. We have to love our enemies and bless people that are ugly to us. Don't get mad. Walk in gentleness. We have to let our parents and teachers tell us what to do and submit to that and not be prideful and be in charge. We have to let gentleness rule our life without arguing. We as believers and as super kids do not give arguing and strife any place to live in our life, because with it comes confusion. Things aren't clear. We don't understand what God wants. We don't understand what he wants us to do when we let anger be stirred up all the time. You know, people keep anger just under the surface. They throw a hairbrush or they get mad at something, throw something down. And our super kids have got to control that. We need to encourage our parents not to allow anger to fly, not to allow their kids to be angry, but to teach them to choose the gentleness of God on the inside of them. There's a good way that I like to help kids to choose the fruit of gentleness, to choose to diffuse anger and let the love of God come out of us. You know, I had a little boy in front of me, and he was so mad. His veins were popping out in his neck. He was so mad. And I said, look at you. What happens when you get mad? What happens to your hands? And he showed me, he made a fist. He was mad. And I said, let's look at that fist. And this is a great thing to do with your super kids, because it helps them to make a choice for gentleness and make a choice for love. And I said, look at your fist. I want you to do something with me. I want you to say, Lord, I love you with all of my heart. And he did that. And when I did that, I pulled out my first finger. So I had a fist, and then all of my heart, and I counted down with my fingers, all of my soul, all of my mind, all of my strength. And then that last fifth thing, I love my neighbor as myself. And I said, look, what happened to your fist? It was open. Your hand is open. I said, what are you going to do with that now? You're going to praise the Lord for the love of God inside of you and let that anger go. That just helps the kids. When it's like dipping into a deep well with a cup, dipping into your heart and coming out with the love of God. And I love people. So you talk about how much you love God, and then what comes out is love for people. And I love others as I love myself. When you choose love, gentleness comes out. And when our kids choose to walk in gentleness, they will begin to exercise gentleness instead of exercising anger. And gentleness will control them instead of anger controlling them. And they will give no place to the devil, and they will walk not in the power of their own ability, but walk in the power of that gentleness on the inside of them, and they will look just like Jesus.